Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together. It's Jade up against Damien. 96.5 Wave FM's TikTok challenge.
Illawarra, get to 96.5 Wave FM on Facebook. Facebook Live, this is going out right now. The latest TikTok challenge, which Damien has brought to the table this morning. So, Damo, please explain. It's the TikTok milk challenge.
It is the TikTok milk challenge. It's very, very simple. We have got two little containers of milk. Actually, as it turns out, we got Up and Go liquid breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Which is quite thick. It is quite thick.
Who left him to be responsible to source the milk? We have got Up and Go. And this is thick. So you're meant to be sculling it?
You've got strawberry flavour. I've got banana flavour. The whole idea here is we get to lift it up to our mouth, at our mouth, and then on the count of three from you, Dino, it's all systems go.
Scull it. And the first person to skull it all wins the greatest and best trophy in the world.
And then hands behind back. Okay?
Oh, sorry, hands behind back.
You're not allowed to touch anything. Oh, God.
All right.
You can put it up to your mouth to begin with.
You can lift it up to your mouth, but then once your teeth have got hold of it and your lips have got a firm grip, arms behind your back. Okay.
All right.
Are you right to go? Check it out at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page at a count of three.
All right, here we go.
Two, one, go. Hey Jade, feel free to get Damien back.
I'm so sorry.
You're worried so as well. Okay, you got me back for the egg. It's even gone up my nose.
Hey Jade. You have got to check this out, Illawarra. Jade has just been doubled. She's got doubled here. She's been hit twice with two cartons of milk. The vision at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page. TikTok challenge, Damien, a success?
It's all over the walls.
It has been a roaring success. We're in big trouble. There's actually milk all over the walls.
Yeah. Oh, and all over the signage.
Oh, all right. Full vision, you can check it out. So I'm assuming, Damo, that means the trophy is yours.
The trophy is mine all the way. Woo-hoo!
All right, the TikTok milk challenge. Get around it right now at the 96.5 Wave FM Facebook page.
The Illawarra wakes up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, what have Mr. Crown and the harp got in common? Two night spots here in the Illawarra. Ooh. What have they got in common?
We can drink there.
You can drink there.
Yeah. I know you can do karaoke at the Harp, and people probably try and do karaoke at Mr. Crown, because that's like, that used to be the Glassy. That's like one of the last places open.
Okay. I mean, I get all that. Yeah. But generally, what's actually happened is you've young people.
Yeah.
Maybe even older people going out looking for potential love mates.
Oh, yeah.
That's actually what it is.
Yeah.
They're going out, they're having a night out, they're looking for someone to take home and to make the love of their life.
That's right.
Or at least give them a good night.
That's right.
What
their life for the next couple of hours.
Whatever it might be. But sometimes that doesn't work, okay?
Yeah,
sometimes you don't have success. And then what happens? You got to go on an app. You get on Hinge or Bumble or Tinder or Grindr or whatever it is.
There's so many apps these days.
Whatever it is. And what happens when that doesn't work?
What do you do then?
Well, okay. One girl is just, she's hit the nail on the head.
Okay.
All right. She's gone crazy. All right. She's invented a new way of finding a potential love interest.
Ooh.
She has created a love resume. All right. Oh.
Yeah. What's a love resume?
All right, I'll explain. What she does is she gets a photograph of herself.
Yeah.
All right. And on the back of the photograph, she writes information about herself. Her name, her phone number, her age. And then, bits and pieces like hobbies. This particular girl, she's written here, her hobbies are surfing, watching New Girl, eating bagels, making bagels. And then she has her simple pleasures. Bagels again.
There's a lot of bagels in there.
She likes bagels.
Wow. So she's doing like a little resume on a photo and then just hands it out.
And then she hands it out to people. So she hangs around places like Mr. Harp or
Mr. Crown or the Harp.
either place will do. Yeah. She hangs out in places like that, and yeah. and when she sees a guy that she thinks, hey, this is my potential love mate, yeah. she gives this little resume, and then she gets text messages and she gets phone calls, and apparently she's had some pretty successful dates as a result of this. You know, it's heading in the right direction.
Not swiping left, not swiping right. Just going, here's my little love CV.
This is my love CV. This is who I am. You like bagels? I like bagels. Let's hook up. You know,
let's make some bagels together.
Let's make bagels together. I love it. I mean, do you think, okay, say the world flipped on its head and you were suddenly single again. Is this something you would consider, Jade? You're there at the
harp.
Would you head out with your love CV? And if you would, what would be on it? more importantly.
All right, so my love CV. It'd be...
It's a little photograph of you.
Jade.
Yeah.
I've got four kids.
Oh, four kids, okay.
I live with my mum.
Oh, jeez.
Just been potentially diagnosed with ADHD.
Oh, jeez.
Lose my wallet, keys, sunnies and phone on a daily basis.
Oh, wow.
And I need a weekly Prosecco allowance.
Oh, my God, you're a catch.
What a catch. Linted Milko, please don't die.
you're the fish you throw back in the
That's
sea.
Right.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Yesterday, I got proof. Proof that I am the top dog in our household.
Oh, jeez. Did you need proof? I'm sure you've already got something laminated on the wall that you created yourself.
Look,
Jade taught the top dog.
I always suspected that I was a top dog at my house, okay. But yesterday I got proof.
Yep, okay.
So about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, I was going for a walk along Kaimah Harbour with little baby Henry.
Yeah.
And I got a phone call from my husband, Milko.
All right.
He was up in Sydney.
Yeah.
And our five-year-old, as I mentioned, she's doing this TV show.
Yeah.
And he rang me at like 3:30. I'm like, oh, you guys are on your way home. And he goes, oh, sweetie, can you just have a talk to Arwen, please? She doesn't want to shoot her scene. I'm like, oh.
Oh, where? So he's ringing you.
He's ringing me from the middle of a set, surrounded by all the cast and crew, and it was Arwen's big time to shine, and she was like, she balked. Well, she just didn't want to do the particular scene. She'd fallen asleep, apparently, in her trailer, waiting to go on, and they had to wake her up and rouse her and get her to go and do her thing. Oh. And Milko was like, what do I do? I know what I do. I caught the top dog.
Cool.
When in doubt, you got to farm it out.
Oh, my God.
And Mum got on and I spoke some words of wisdom.
Oh, jeez.
And I told her, you know, you did so good. We've been practicing. Okay. You know, everyone is so excited. I'm so proud of you. You can do this, darling. You can do this. And I gave her a pep talk. And then when she got off the phone, apparently she killed it. Wow. Did it, followed direction, passed with flying colours.
You know what? I'm sorry, but I gotta interrupt this rant.
This broadcast.
This rant about yourself here. I just say how non-proud I am.
What?
Of Milko.
Oh, right.
What the hell's he doing calling you for that?
He was desperate.
He is letting down every male in the Illawarra there. Does he not know you call all your buddies first? Do not ring the wife straight off.
Because once you ring the wife, will go on radio and gloat about it.
She will gloat about it. We'll all have to accept this forevermore. We're going to hear about it. Milko, shame. If you're listening right now, man, have you given him my number?
I have given him your number. Well, maybe he'll call you next time.
Yeah. Milko, all you had to do was just wait a few minutes. Bribe her with a Barbie, for God's sake.
Oh, he did that too.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade, earlier on this morning, you came out with quite an outrageous statement, so much so that I'm after getting the recording straight from the logger here.
Yesterday, I got proof that I am the top dog in our household.
Okay.
So about 3:30 yesterday afternoon, I got a phone call from my husband, Milko, and our five-year-old, as I mentioned, she's doing this TV show.
Yeah.
And it was Arwen's big time to shine, and she was like, she balked. Oh. And Milko was like, what do I do? I know what I do. I caught the top dog.
God.
And Mum got on and I spoke some words of wisdom.
Oh, jeez.
And I told her, you know, you did so good. We've been practicing. Okay. You know, everyone is so excited. I'm so proud of you. You can do this, darling. You can do this. And I gave her a pep talk. And then when she got off the phone, apparently she killed it.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
Now.
Yes.
Now, look, Something felt dodgy about that whole segment, okay? Something what? Felt dodgy about everything you said. I wasn't 100% convinced. I didn't like the fact that Milko called you in the first place. I thought he should have called me anyway. Interesting, though, I felt weird, as you were saying this earlier on, but your husband, Milko, also felt weird. Actually, he sent me a text message. Now, I've got him on the phone right now. Milko, you seem to have some issues with what Jade had to say.
What? It's utter propaganda.
It's propaganda. All right.
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I can't leave this guy. The lies. It's the lies that hurt the vase.
What lies? Did you or did you not, as a last resort, have to call me yesterday so that I could...
I called you, and she was head down, and it was, yeah. And then she just went quiet, and I'm like, Jade, I got to go. You're not doing anything for me. It's not working. I got to go sort this out.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, sorry, darling, got to go. Bye. Hung up on you. And then I spent another 30 minutes with her, and we like didn't pressure her. Just bloody went and practiced, and she was fine then. Cheat her up.
I like what's happening here. So just to confirm, you rang Jade. Jade did not do anything that she said she did. She got on the phone. She said
Jade did nothing.
She said, Milko, why you call me? I'm in the middle of looking up something on Facebook Marketplace. Yeah. You're interrupting my day here. And then that's when you said, okay, I'll sort this out myself. Okay, yeah, Milko. Look, last thing, and I'm sorry, Jade wants to interrupt here, but. Why didn't you call me? All right. You know you don't call your wife first. You call all your mates.
It was only because I have the A. She was before you on the phone. That's the only thing.
Okay. That's...
Look, okay. You can go now. I like my version of the story much better.
Oh, she has the power to hang up now.
See you later, sweetie. You're on dinner
Am
duty
I
tonight.
To hang up?
I'm going to beat you to it.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Celebrity Vibes.
Look, it's long been speculated that the leaking of the Kim Kardashian sex tape was orchestrated, that it was planned. Because after the sex tape, the Kardashian-Jenner family became infamous. They got their own reality show, Keeping Up with the Kardashians. They've all gone on to make multi-million dollar, billion dollar careers and businesses.
So who took it for the team? Who was it?
Kim Kardashian.
It was Kim.
It was Kim. She took one for the team. But see, okay, so Kris Jenner was on the Late Late Show recently and did a lie detector test to say that, you know, she claimed she had nothing to do with releasing her daughter's sex tape. And her ex-boyfriend, Ray J, the guy who was the other half of the sex tape, he's jumped onto Instagram and he's like, nah, it definitely happened. Kris Jenner made him and Kim shoot not one, but three sex tapes.
Whoa.
They even had a contract.
Oh,
all right, this is the original copy of my contract. And look who signed my deliverables and was in the room.
Kris Jenner.
If they try to void this contract, anybody that I did the deal with, that means that the whole deal we did is void. Yeah. Because this is what we sold him.
And so he's on Instagram because the deal is void. And he's got like a piece of paper and it's got her signature in that on
it. And it's got details of the three separate videos.
Videos. So, I mean, if that's not planned, I don't know what is.
Wow.
It must be hard to perform under those conditions.
Wow. It's weird, isn't it?
It's weird.
That, like,
That was your mum orchestrating a sex tape, allegedly.
Can you imagine Mum and Jude coming up to you and to Milko and saying, now, listen, here's what I want you to do. I want three options. Three options, okay?
Milko would be stoked. Three? We get to sex three times.
That'll be more this year than last year.
That's awesome. When do we start, Mama June? Sign me up. Hey, look, since the passing of Queen Elizabeth II, I love it that there's so many cool stories about her and things we didn't know about her are coming out into the open. Snoop Dogg, apparently she once saved him from getting kicked out of the UK. They weren't going to let him in because he was embroiled in some, I think it was up for murder, actually, allegedly. But they went, no, you can't come in. But then the Queen went, no, let him in. My grandkids love his music. He's a nice boy. Let him in.
All right, fair enough.
He hasn't done anything to the UK and he hasn't been proven guilty yet. So he's come out and said, thank you, your Madge.
Yeah.
Do you know that the Queen, she doesn't need a licence to drive? So she's like the only person who does not need a licence to drive a car. She doesn't need a passport either. Because she's the one who signs off in the UK on both of those things. So being the Queen, She can just drive. She can drive whatever side of the road she wants.
Well, she owns the roads.
Well, that's right. She's like
King Charles owns all those roads. Yeah. So he doesn't need a license. He must have got his license in the minute he became king of Tory.
Yeah, ripped it up and goes, I don't need this license anymore. Yeah. Prince Philip, I think he drove like he had no license, didn't he, near the end?
He sure did. Yeah.
Hey, the best story that I've heard about the Queen was the time that she ditched a private performance with Sir Paul McCartney to watch TV. So it was her birthday. She was there. He was there to do a 30-minute like private performance for her birthday, and he like saw her in the hallway, and she goes, "Oh, thanks so much for popping by for my birthday." He goes, "Oh, I'm so excited to be here. I'm like so looking forward to performing for you and doing my half an hour set." And she's like, "Oh dear, no, I've got to go." She's like, "Well, but I'm here to perform." She goes, "No, I've got to go. My show starts in 5 minutes." So she ditched Paul McCartney to go watch Twin Peaks.
Twin Peaks? Of all the shows.
And like, really, honestly, couldn't she have not recorded it and watched it later? But she didn't. She said, "Thanks for coming, dear." And then went upstairs to go watch Twin Peaks, and Paul McCartney was left in the hallway.
she was like, "I've heard your songs before.
Yeah, that's right.
I've never seen this episode of Twin Peaks."
Exactly right. It's the finale. Gnarly Paul, what would you have me do?
She could have got the entire cast to come and just perform that episode live for her.
But this is the next Beatle performing in your lounge room.
No.
Well,
you've heard Love Me Do once, you've heard it.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.